This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos, everyone, as we are in one of the most difficult Masechtas in Shas, Mishnayos Kinim, sponsored by Yisrael Fisher, Leila Nishmas, Batya Bas Robert, Shlomo Ben Avram Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain, also Leila Nishmas, Dov Ben Chaim, Lefrush Leim, Efrel Yom, Moshe Mechai Sar, Yaakov Ben Bas Yilea, for the Schus of Avram Ben Yom Ben Nishma Malki Hudas, we're sponsored by Yoel Klugman and family for their Parnas and Gzunt and Nachas, Lefrush Shalema for Avigdor Aryeh Ben Rivka, Hinda Bas Chaya Sara, for Yitzhak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Chana Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shira Leia, Shmuel Ben Yom Ben Shira Leia, Pinchas Menachem Ben Leia, Yitzhak Mordechai Ben Esther Bracha, Meir Ben Chaya Sara, they should have a refuah shleima b'sei Sheicha Yisrael. So B'mei Dvar Ma'amurim, Mishnah Gimel tells us that the rules of the previous Mishnah hold true b'chova u'b'nedava. When a chova, that's a set of a chatas and a knife, get mixed up with a nedava, with a set of two olos. Aval b'chova sh'nis'ar v'zu b'zu. But where carbon chayva, let's say yoldas, a woman that gave birth, or a zava, or a zav, that bring two birds, a chatas and a oif, if they get mixed up one with another, achas lezuv, achas lezuv, and these are sets that were not designated. In other words, that the owner didn't say which one should be a chatas and which one should be an oila. Just brought an unspecified set. So let's say achas lezu, v'achas lezu, one for Rachel and one for Leah, or shtayim lezu, shtayim lezu, two for Rachel and two for Leah, shalosh lezu, v'shalosh lezu, three for Rachel and three for Leah. So mechtze kosher, mechtze posel. Because let's take the big case, where there's three sets for Rachel and three sets for Leah. So Rachel has six birds, half are chatas and half are ola, and Leah has six birds, half are chatas and half are ola. So in this case, you could bring three chatases and three olos. So if let's say they were all Rachels, so that's fine. If let's say four were Rachels and two were Leahs, that's okay also, because you brought three Chatas and three Olos. So you had the three Chataces from Rachel, one Ola from Rachel, and the two other olas for Leah. The only thing that you can't do is bring four chatas, because maybe all four for Rachel's set, and she only has three. So you can always mechtze kosher, mechtze posel. Now, achas lezu ushtayim lezu. If let's say there's one set from Rachel and two sets from Leah, v'shalosh lezu, and 10 sets from Dina, umeya lezu, and 100 sets from Yocheved. So hamuet kasha, you could only bring one chatas and one oila. The reason is because if let's say you brought two chatases, it might be both from Rachel's set, and Rachel only had a chatas and an ayla, and you might be bringing her ayla as a chatas. Now this is true b'im m'shem echad, where they're from the same type of obligation. One is for they're both for yoldas, b'im m'shnei shemas, or one is for yoldas and one is for zava. Beim Isha Achas, whether it's from one woman, Beim Shtei Nashim, or if it's from two women. Ketzad Mishem Echad, says Mishnah Dalet. What would be if it's for the same purpose? Leida V'Leida, both for Leida or Ziva V'Ziva. That's Mishem Echad. Mishnei Shemus is Leida V'Ziva. Now, Ketzad Shtei Nashim, Alzu Leida V'Alzu Leida, for Rachel's birth and for Leah's birth. Alzu Ziva V'Alzu Ziva. That's Mishnei Echad. That's if it's from for one purpose. Mishnei Shemus, that would be Alzu Leida, Leida, Rachel's Leida, V'Alzu Ziva, and Leah's Ziva. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shtei Nashim Shelokhu Kineyem Be'eruv. If the two women bought their birds mixed together, and they gave it to the Kayin to decide what to do with it. Because here's the rule. The determination could be done either at the time when it was purchased or at the time when the Kayin does it. Or they gave the money of their nest to the Kayin, so then there's no problem. Because Leizer Shiyutz Kayin Yaakov Chattis, the Kayin could decide which one is a Chattis, Leizer Shiyutz Kayin Yaakov Oila, and Beim Hashem Echad, he could decide which one, if they're both for Leidus and then they're both for Yoldus, Beim Shnei Shemus, or he could decide which one is the Chattis and the Oila for Leida, which one is the Chattis and the Oila for Zava. Okay. Finish the first parak. It's going to get progressively harder and more complicated until the third Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the third parak, which the Torah show says the hottest Mishnah in Shas. So we have what to look forward to. A few things. First of all, we're starting Masechet Chulin in the Daf Yomi. It's a great time to start Daf Yomi. 10:30 Matzah Shabbos. Come join us. We finished the last Amid in Menachos and the first plat in Chulin at 10:30. You'll be finished by 11:30 because it's only one Amid in Menachos. And then there's a Galaceum for anybody that lives near Lakewood at the home of Gedalia and Chani Engel, a barbecue seum Sunday at 6 o'clock. We'd love to have you join us. Also last night, after I did the daf and after I did the for the Shabbos table, I was visited by a delightful fellow, Rabbi Eisenberg from Torah Anytime, who interviewed me for 45 minutes about my involvement in Torah Anytime.com, how I got started in Abbas Astaira. And you could check that out. I put it on YouTube, so you could check that out. Remember, anytime you use YouTube, at least please one time subscribe. Also, there's the new series on the chess, the royal game, Lessons for Life, so check that out as well. If you want to sponsor next week's share on Bahar B'chukosai, 718-916-3100, you'll be the first sponsor, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a really wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.